the Productivityist podcast. I'm your host, Mike Vardy, and I took a clarity day. This past Thursday, I took what I call a clarity day. And a clarity day is really a day to kind of revisit where you've been over the last several months and then begin to kind of map out where you want to go and what you want to do from that day forward. Interestingly, the last few months have been unlike any other, not just for me, but for you as well, I would imagine. And so what's happened over the last several months has been a whole lot of uncertainty and a lack of clarity. As a matter of fact, if you've been following my podcast for a while, you know that I went from my minimum viable productive day being to write something, to do some form of audio work, to do some form of video, to do some exercise, and to do some studying. Well, once things started to go in a different direction with the current season that we're in with COVID-19, a lot of that went out the window. At least that criteria went out the window. So I've just been doing a lot of maintaining and optimizing, or I like to call it OM, optimizing and maintaining instead of my daily waves. But even that has a limit. You want to be productive as often as you can, but when anxiety and energy levels and all those things, those emotional components, those human components play a role, it can get muddy. And then when it gets muddy, you lose focus. And of course, because clarity affords focus, it's good to get yourself in a position where you can actually take a deep breath, take a period of time, in my case, a day, and just hone in on what I want to be doing in the months to come. For me, the summertime in my part of the world really is a July and August. That's why I start my year in September, because my kids are out of school from July, late June until the end of August. Labor Day is when they go back, the day after Labor Day in September. And so those months are usually reserved for self-care in July. That's my monthly theme for July, what I focus on that. And then in August, I focus on planning because my year starts in September. But summer for my kids, or my kids being home from school, that started a little bit earlier this year. That started in March. So March to April to May to June has been a lot of dealing with, a new paradigm in my world. And again, not just my world. And again, that kind of muddied things up. So I decided that I needed to take a clarity day. It's something I've talked about before. It's something that I share with people a lot when it comes to working with clients and things like that, when they're trying to get focused and they want to make sure they're marrying their intentions, their real intentions, their long-term ones, with the attention that they want to give them. That's what a clarity day can serve as. So I decided that I needed a clarity day because I hadn't taken one in nearly a year. Normally I take one around my birthday and then I take one just before I map out my year. So normally I have somewhere around there. And then normally I take another one in February around Groundhog Day just to make sure that I'm on track, because that's about my mid-year mark. I didn't do that in February this year because the Big Ready was the event that I was hosting at the end of February. I just said, I'll do the Clarity Day later. In fact, I was going to do it, I think, right after the Big Ready, but I got sick. And then by the time I was better, the whole world had changed. So I didn't do it, and I decided I needed one. So I had set aside July 2nd as the day I was going to take my Clarity Day. It's the day before my birthday. I figured it'd be a good day to do a kind of a reset, a refocus, and then move forward with the remaining months of the year, those 2 months that were left in my year, so that I could make sure that I did everything that I needed and wanted to do in that time frame, and also close out some of the stuff between, this week and my Clarity Day, the things that I knew I could wrap up and then move forward with more, again, with more awareness, focus, and such. This week was the last week of school for my son. My daughter was out of school earlier, but my son did go back part-time, and I thought, okay, well, I'll ask him because I know that next week he's going to be home and maybe he'll want to, hang out and play, do all the stuff that we should be doing and I want to do more of. And so as we were walking home on Thursday, I said to him, hey, I'm thinking, or Wednesday rather, I said, hey, I'm thinking about taking a clarity day. And I explained to him what it was. I think he had an idea of what it was. And I wanted to let him know that I was trying to do what I needed to do with a clarity day, which is set it up in advance. And you really want to, that's one of the things you want to do when you set yourself up for a clarity day, is to schedule it well in advance. And the furthest in advance I could do with the time I had was the 2nd of July. So only a little over a week. And that was because I knew I needed to get one soon, but I didn't want to rush into it. So I kind of felt that that was a happy medium. I like to schedule them well in advance. You were talking, like, I generally know that Groundhog Day is one, and I generally know that, you know, that kind of the planning period in August is one as well. So I asked my son, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to take a clarity day, and I'm thinking about taking it next Thursday. And he was somewhat upset by that because he wanted to have some time to hang out. He knows that the summers are kind of when I have more free time to do things that, you know, I still do the work I need to do, but a lot of this, there's no interviews for my podcast. There's a lot of things are already done. So I can just, you know, enjoy and spend the time with my kids. And so as we were walking home, he expressed that to me. And I thought, okay, if I really push hard tonight and then I don't do necessarily one of the things I like to do for a clarity day to the fullest extent, I can get away with doing it the next day, tomorrow, basically. And so I said, well, would it be better for me to do it while you're on your last day of school? Because you're in school for 6 hours. I could do the majority of it then, and then I could do the rest of it later, or I could just do it that day and you're not going to be too upset by it. And he liked that idea. So that night I went home and I thought, okay, well, I don't have to do the second thing that you should do when you set up a clarity day, because it's already done on Thursdays, which is to block off all outside appointments. Thursday is my deep work day, so I do not have any outside appointments. If I do, they're very rare, and I did not have any. So that was going to be fine, both for the coming Thursday, which was the one that just passed, as well as July 2nd. But the third part was going to be a bit trickier, which was to ensure the tasks that I was lining up for the day were aligned with what you're supposed to do on a clarity day. And by the way, in the show notes, you'll see how you can take a clarity day and you'll see some of the criteria that you might want to take into account. So I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do 100% clarity day tasks. I was going to have to kind of work on some of the closing of loops or, you know, crossing off of T's and dotting of I's. So instead of having it, you know, being like 100% clarity tasks, it was going to be more like a 60-40, 60% clarity, 40% kind of triage, which is interesting because Friday is triage day. That's my daily theme for Fridays, and I'll get to that in a little bit here during this episode. So that was going to be a problem, but by booking it on that Thursday, I was going to be able to have a better chance of getting the fourth criteria that I really want to have, which is to book or find a place where I was going to be able to have that clear focus and it wasn't going to be a challenge for me. By doing the clarity day on the next day, that Thursday, while my son was in school, I knew that for 6 hours, getting the ability to focus and do that work was not going to be as challenging as the next week when he was going to be home. And normally I would leave the house to do a clarity day. I would go to a coffee shop or I would go somewhere outdoors. I would vary up my environment to a degree. I obviously didn't get a chance to do that this time around, both in terms of just being responsible, you know, socially responsible. I didn't want to, you know, leave the house. I didn't consider this to be an essential thing to leave the house for. And also I have my own office. I can shut my office door like I have right now and I can just roll with it. So the only tricky part was going to be the tasks and how I was going to line them up. And that actually was challenging to a point, but because of the way I scheduled my clarity day, being Thursday being a deep work day, so no appointments, Friday being my day of triage, I knew that there were some tasks that I could let go until the Friday, like the day that I would, you know, certain tasks could just wait until that day. So for example, getting all the podcast stuff organized that I needed to get organized could wait till the Friday, you know, in terms of the actual tasks, not the planning of things out, mapping out of the podcast schedule. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But before I talk about anything else, I want to talk about the sponsor for this episode, and it's the UCI Division of Continuing Education. Established in 1962, the UCI Division of Continuing Education has been offering education for adult learners in Orange County for over half a century. And in light of the current climate, there's really never a better time to access convenient, quality online education where you can learn on your own time online. Continuing education is a great way to stay abreast of developments and best practices in your field, and the UCI Division of Continuing Education can help you gain the edge in your career or even help you launch a business if that's what you're looking to do. This provides you with the flexibility to stay on top of your game in your current role while also preparing you to level up. Now, there are certificate programs and specialized studies programs available. Certificate programs, they offer an in-depth body of knowledge to ensure you gain mastery of a particular topic. And specialized studies programs, they feature shorter, more concentrated curricula for those that are short on time. Now, both are distinctive achievements that can help prepare you for career advancement or transition. And there are a wide variety of courses and certifications from business to leadership to IT, project management, law, human resources. There's over 60 convenient certificates and specialized studies programs on campus and online designed for the working professional. I want you to take advantage of what the UCI Division of Continuing Education can offer you. Enrollment is open now for the summer quarter. In fact, some of the courses begin as early as June 22nd, so they're already underway. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more about the programs, but you are concerned about the cost, well, UCI has scholarship options for those that qualify. All you need to do is visit ce.uci.edu/productivityist and then enter the promo code TIMECRAFTING to get 15% off of one course. That's ce.uci.edu/productivityist and then enter the promo code TIMECRAFTING to get that 15% discount. Now, this offer is only available for almost all of the certificate programs. The exceptions include coding boot camps, international programs, teacher credentialing programs, and test prep courses. And you also got to be quick on this because this offer is only valid until July 31st, 2020 at 11:59 p.m. So what are you waiting for? Visit ce.uci.edu/productivityist, enter that promo code TIMECRAFTING, get 15% off of one course today. I also knew that there were some projects I wanted to close off, right? And that's one of the things I mentioned about a Clarity Day is you want to find ways to close things off. Some of those tasks are going to, you know, kind of line up on that day. You want to kind of get those out of the way. But I knew they were going to line up on that day, except for the ones that were related to household and family activities, because Saturday is my family day. And I often do household tasks on that day. And there was a couple things I wanted to do. Number one, I wanted to finish off this lawnmower shed lean-to thing that I built for my daughter so she could have an easy access to the lawnmower. And there's a couple things that still need to be done on that thing, but by and large, it's finished as of right now. And then the other thing was to build an enclosure in our food garden so that the animals in our city, you know, raccoons, deer, things like that, couldn't get at them because, lo and behold, earlier this week, I thought I had covered things when it came to the deer, but the raccoons, they were able to get into the garden. So that was something I definitely wanted to take care of, but I knew that that was going to be something I could do on a Saturday because if you follow my work for a while or you know when I talk about theming and things like that, is that tasks that fall into certain themes, you should do on the days that they are themed to do. So yes, I could have built the structure the very next day. I could have said, oh, you know what? I've seen it. And I could have got angry and emotional and said, I'm going to build this thing right now. And I thought, no, you know what? That's a Saturday job because it's a household task. So knowing all of that was helpful in figuring out what tasks that I could do and should do on my Clarity Day. Furthermore, today, as you're if you're listening to this on the day that this podcast dropped, so on the Sunday, is my planning day. So I knew that I could get all my ducks in a row on Thursday with Clarity, and then I could take those planning points and put them on the Sunday. So the domino effect was really in play here when it came to figuring out what to do when. And how does this relate to you? Well, if you need a Clarity Day and you have other days that you know are better suited to do the tasks that you are feeling like you should do on the day you've set aside for clarity. Because let's face it, it's a great way to procrastinate. Knowing, having those theme days, or having those days where are better suited to do, like, for example, household chores or, you know, emails that you need to follow up on and things like that. Putting those in those proper buckets or those themes can really be helpful, because they can, again, they give you clarity and they allow you to focus on the things you want to focus on during a clarity day. So that's what I was able to do. And it was great, because knowing all of that, I was able to sit down on Thursday and the tasks that I knew I needed to do to close off things, such as getting podcast recordings done, ad reads and all that stuff. By doing that, what I did, and this is another tip that you can use if you're struggling, you have a lot of tasks, you're feeling overwhelmed and you've let a few things slide, is use those tasks within that project as a momentum builder for figuring out what to do with that project. So for example, Tuesday is my listening day. It's the day where I normally focus on podcast stuff. But there have been some things that I've let slide. You know, podcast editing, producing. I have a new podcast editor, and there were some issues me getting things to that editor. Because again, we often do this. I'm no stranger to this, is that you get comfortable with, again, with that optimizing and maintaining that I've been doing. I'm like, hey, you know, I can just edit this myself. And instead of me giving it off to someone to do it, I've been doing it again. And therefore, other things that I could be doing that only I can do have not been getting done. And I realized that that's something that came really apparent to me and I was wanting to take care of on my clarity day. So I said, okay, I need to sort these things out, get this project reorganized. But first I have to do all the tasks that are behind. And there wasn't a lot. So I was able to get those done. Furthermore, I realized I have interviews booked all the way until November. I've got, you know, episodes that are already booked. The only thing we haven't done yet is record the advertisements for them, because we don't know what those advertisements are going to be yet. But by and large, everything is set up and ready to go. The show notes elements are ready. Everything is set except for that final production of the ads. And I'm the bottleneck there in case I don't do those ad reads in time. So I did have some interviews scheduled over the next several weeks. Normally, I don't do interviews in July and August because my kids are home. But my kids have been home since March. So I guess my brain went, well, if they're home anyway, who cares? But I care, because I don't want to, not only do I want to be able to give that time to my kids, but also I have interviews done until the end of the year, pretty much, like almost to the end of the calendar year. So I emailed the two guests that were definitely scheduled. There's another person that is yet to book, and there's one interview that I am going to do. But all of the other ones, I said, you know, they are the rule. The exception is that one interview, and the rule is the other. So I just emailed them and said, hey, you know, I'm booked with guests all the way until November. Why don't we record in September? And that was easily done. I was able to say, okay, yeah, let's book. And we did it. So that gave me more clarity around what, some certainty around the podcast. And of course, that gives you clarity, because with certainty, you have clarity, or at least more clarity than you would in an uncertain situation. So I was able to get that stuff going because I started doing the tasks in the podcast project area that were either needing attention or I had let lapse a little bit and needed to take care of. So by the time that was done, I was able to move on to the next area of momentum, which is, you know, social media. So I arranged to have a meeting with someone about social media because I want to get somebody to help me out with that. Not necessarily to do the post, but just kind of help me schedule and make sure the queue stays full, things like that. Like, I wanted to figure out how to lower the friction between promoting the things that I'm wanting to promote, whether it's a post or a podcast or a guest appearance on something or what have you. I wanted to get that taken care of because, again, that's kind of low-hanging fruit. I don't need to be the one that's doing that necessarily, but I need to be the one that's guiding it. So you'll feel when you take a clarity day that there's not a lot of action necessarily taking place. There's really just a lot of setting the table. So if you think about this in terms of a dinner, you know, setting the table is prepping it. You know, okay, there's four people sitting here. You've got all the cutlery out. You've got the, you know, the napkins, the place settings. You maybe have the salt and pepper on the table, things like that. Things that you know that are going to be needed for the meal. But you, the meal's not there yet. You may not even have started the meal. You know, you just have that set. Really, a clarity day is a lot about that. It's a lot of the preparation. You may even be reading the recipe at this point. You may even be just mixing things together, but the recipe is not cooking necessarily, and it's certainly not been served, and it's definitely not being eaten. That's kind of what a clarity day does. So it's going to feel, maybe it'll feel to you that it's not terribly productive because you're not getting the immediate impact of the result or the outcome. It's really, it's the process that's happening. You're putting the process in place. You're not putting the product out there. You're putting the process in place. But you need to do that. If you want to be truly productive, again, what is your intention? My intention is to build some challenges. My intention is to get better at working with my existing coaching clientele. My intention is to prepare for a book launch that's been delayed and figure out what we can do there. My intention, intention, intention. Then you have to figure out how to pay attention to it. Again, I've said this before, intention without attention is powerless, and attention without intention is aimless. And you often need a clarity day when the second thing happens. When you're giving attention to things you have no intention of giving them to on an ongoing basis, and you're just basically moving madly in all directions. You have no aim, no direction. The clarity day gives you that. So ultimately, I encourage you to take a clarity day. Whether it's you do it on a weekend because you have the availability, easy for me to say to do that. Whether you do, you block out a day and say no meetings and you do it on that day, pick a milestone day and do it. Again, I encourage you to read the blog post that's in the show notes. It'll kind of help you with that. And if you have any questions about Clarity Day, just email me at askmike@productivityist.com. I took a Clarity Day and I feel so much better for it. And I can't wait to reveal what the outcomes of that Clarity Day will be in the months ahead. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen today. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a rating or review, and review maybe, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you're, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. We've got a lot of great guests coming. I mentioned just earlier in this episode that I've got guests booked all the way till November. Some of the guests that are coming up include Derek Sivers. I've got Laura Vanderkam returning to the podcast. There is a cornucopia of guests that are already in the pipeline, and there's more coming. Once we get through to the fall season, I'll have more guests that I'm lining up, and I'm really excited to bring them to you. So if you don't want to miss a single episode, or you want to listen to some of the archived episodes, far easier, just subscribe to the podcast in wherever you are listening to the podcast. If you're on iOS, I love using Overcast. You can easily do it there, but there's a plethora of podcast apps you can use. Thanks again for listening. I really do appreciate it. I hope you take a Clarity Day, and I hope I'll see you again soon. Until next time, I'm Mike Bardi, the host of the Productivityist podcast, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. See you later.